Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Show. This is episode 271, and this is John Christie speaking to you from near Liverpool in the United Kingdom. Now, normally we go across to America to join up with Gary Moore, but unfortunately he's been to the dentist and he's had some teeth out. Now, I was toying with the idea of uploading the song All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth, but I thought, oh, that's a bit cruel. But I've got a special treat for you tonight, and a special surprise, a Christmas gift. We have our beautiful Marika from Holland on with us. Hey there, Marika. I can hear you giggling in the background there. Hiya.
Yes, I was giggling because I was exactly thinking about that same song for Gary. Oh, yes. Hello. Here I am again after a long while. It's been ages since I've been online here. But very nice to come again and stand in for Gary. So welcome, everybody.
Brilliant to see you. Well, we can hear you. Thank you so much for being with us, Marika. Okay, then. And we have a beautiful guest tonight. Sorry, interrupting you. A beautiful guest. We have Melissa Berman from Psychics Gone Wild, and she works with her angelic team to bring you beautiful guidance, and we already have some callers on the line waiting to speak to her. But before we bring her on, we'll actually play a song just to get us all into the Christmas spirit. It's called Winter Wonderland. Here we go. It's Michael Bublé's version. Sing along with it and dance on the
back. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. Sing a love song while we stroll along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that here's Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Say, I already will say no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, that's just in case you don't have any snow, just to put you in the Christmas mood. And we've no snow here, rain but no snow. Well, anyway, we'll ask Melissa if she's got snow there over where she is in America. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Hi, Marika. How's everybody? Happy holidays. Happy solstice. Happy
Thank
new
you.
Moon.
Welcome back to the show.
We just
Happy
don't have snow.
Afternoon.
We finally got some rain, and now it's supposed to be warm the next 2 days.
Oh, it's easier, too.
Yeah.
Very mild.
What are we going to do? We're going to still have fun. Who was singing that, Sean? Who was?
That was Michael Bublé.
Oh, Michael Bublé. Michael Bublé.
Yes, Michael Bublé. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, really good. So I just thought, you know, it's nice and Christmassy, even if it's not Christmassy outside.
And non-denominational. Yeah, and it's Hanukkah-y, and it's Kwanzaa-y. It's non-denominationally. It's good. It's good.
Yes,
it does get you in that spirit. It's lovely.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I remember that one from when I was younger. I remember Bing Crosby used to sing it, only because, you know, I don't remember him really, but, you know, at least I'm not admitting to it.
Bing Crosby.
Yes. Mm. And it was actually from down the road in Crosby, which is about 18 miles from where I live. And it was from Crosby in Liverpool originally, Bing Crosby. So, just to throw in a piece of useless information that I'm full of it, you know. But it's great to have Marika back on because I actually, Marika's from Holland, Melissa.
Lovely.
And in case you didn't hear. And she is the person that I originally did the first load of shows with. And we met in Avebury when we went to do the summer solstice. And in fact, last evening on Facebook, she wanted to do a winter solstice show. And in fact, if she could have contacted me when I was out Christmas shopping, she was going to do one here on the radio. But we will be doing one for the summer solstice again, just to remind everybody we met people there from all over the world, from Italy and America and Canada and all over the place, wasn't there, Marika? Even Holland as well, Senshin was over there from Holland, as was Givanda. Yeah, so it was quite a meet-up of the Gold Ring.
And we were
Miss Magical too.
We were thinking about asking on the radio if we could meet again in the summer, for real.
Oh,
because it's been a long time, and it was such a good time. And
brilliant.
I really had I had the feeling about the energies yesterday for solstice. I thought we started this a way back when we went into Avebury, and now we are in the middle of something big.
Yes,
if you ask
we are.
Me. So that's why I desire to gather together again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great idea. So we'll definitely do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we've got the beautiful Melissa here.
Aww.
And she's got callers already waiting. But did you want to have a talk about divination? I'm enchanted to hear about that. Divination and the tools that we use.
Exactly. I always think when, you know, we talk about the idea of divination, it stems from the word the divine. And so for, you know, divination is not something outside of us. It's not, it's us giving permission again to the universe to speak to us through an oracle, right? So we had the Oracle of Delphi in the ancient days. We had the sun, and we had many, many ways of connecting to the divine. Instead of it being about prediction or, you know, fortune telling, that we really, I encourage everyone to get back to the source of it, that it is coming from, as you say, source, divine source. And it's an opportunity for us to really connect in our own way. Sometimes we don't have the funds to go to a reader, or, you know, we don't feel that it's the right time for us or whatever. And so there's all of these wonderful tools. You know, a tarot, people recommend you don't read for yourself. Oracle cards, you can definitely do. Tarot is so powerful, and it has so many different symbols and meanings. But if you're drawn to it and you want to study it, don't let anything stand in your way. There's no rules for our healing and our growth and our education and our spiritual path. There are people that use divining rods and Ouija boards and spirit boards and the I Ching and pendulum. There's just many, many ways to do it. I always recommend to create a sacred space, though, and any way that feels correct for oneself, to just bring in the most empowering and highest enlightened sacred knowledge forth. Otherwise, it does become, it can become tricky, and things that don't belong come in.
So Ouija really boards, precisely.
Yeah, Ouija boards. You know, I know people that use divining rods and Ouija boards, and they think they've done all this work on it, and they haven't. It's just they're being tricked, and it's pretty sad stuff. So, you know, when a person picks up a pendulum and that pendulum starts to spin, that's your connection to the divine. That's your energy. It's, people think it's the pendulum, but it's you working with that divine tool. And we have a lot of divine tools. We have astrology. We have animal totems. We have symbols in nature. We have runes. We have so many gifts that have been presented to us to help the journey, especially in those times when we think we can't get through a certain situation. And that's when our souls are calling out to us and saying, okay, I think I'll try this. You know, I love to do pendulum for other people. Sometimes when I try to do it with myself, you know, there's that old kind of sticky wicket where you, if you're thinking something and all of a sudden it changes its direction, you have to be really, really careful. So it's really good to do it for other people. But you practice it in sacred space. You find what works for you. Everybody's tools may be the same at some point and very different at other points. Everybody has tea leaves they can read, or, you know, stones. Everybody has their own way of doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because this is a time people are going to be getting lots of presents this time of year, and they might get their very new favorite oracle card deck. And, you know, the decks are beautiful, and they are self-explanatory, and they're wonderful. You know, you hold them to your heart, you invoke them. You know, especially Doreen Virtue has some beautiful ones, and she tells you, you know, touch each card and invoke it. And it's very lovely to put that kind of, you know, any tool you get, put your energy into it. Put your permission of your life force to work with it. Give yourself permission and give the tool permission. And in divine space, you know, you can do anything from casting a circle to, you know, your own silent, sweet prayer. There's no formula. It's what your heart tells you to do. And then you might want to sage it and Palo Santo it, or, you know, spread some sea salt around it. You know, just make it yours. Clear the energy. Because, you know, you figure lots of people are touching the boxes. They're doing this, that. And, you know, you want to make it yours.
Yeah, that's really good advice there.
Yeah, because this is the time of year people are getting their stuff. And more so, you know, this is Halloween, we get a lot of stuff, and now we get a lot of stuff. So let's make it our stuff. Crystal balls, scrying, all that good stuff.
Mm. great. Well, we do have quite a list of callers, Melissa.
Oh, how lovely. So, welcome, everybody. We're so glad you're here. Cozy with your apple cider.
Would you mind if I bring Patricia on?
Oh, now, welcome, Patricia.
This is the show where we connect with the divine and where we cross time zones, timelines, oceans. And it's time, before we actually bring her on, to have a great big group hug and a cosmic kiss. There you go. Okay, so we'll say hello to Patricia. Hey there, Patricia.
Hiya.
Thank you for waiting. And you're live on air now with Melissa. So do you have a question for Melissa?
Well, Melissa, would you like for me to ask a specific question?
Yes, that really helps. Where are you calling from, Patricia?
I'm in the Southwest.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, and it's so windy outside.
Wow, winds of change. You know, we're in the new season, and that happened here last night in Los Angeles as well. All of a sudden, almost at the time that the sun entered Capricorn and left Sagittarius and it was the solstice, the weather changed like that, which I've never, ever, ever, ever seen. And the winds were blowing, and I thought, yay, bring it on, universe, please.
Yes, that's the way it's happening here.
Yes.
Okay, well, I will ask a specific question. It was between two questions, and I'll ask the one that's more positive, and that is...
No, ask which one you really want to talk about. You do what's right in your... You do what you feel in your heart that's...
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, good.
Because I want some love and romance coming in this next year, and that's more on my heart.
Okay. So that's your question?
Yes, love and romance.
What exactly do you want to focus on?
Is there going to be a really nice man that I can have a friendship or love relationship with?
Well, that's a very interesting question because I don't do predictive and that sort of thing, but I can speak with your team because I have permission to work with your guides to ask what's unfolding for you. They said that and when this guidance comes through, and this is for everybody, and I'm sure you've seen this before, it's like the guidance that comes through is very poetic and artistic and creative so that you get to have that particular tool to decipher. So the imagery that they're showing is a bunch of weeds blowing in the wind, you know, and just that it's been a really dry garden for you. And as the sun returns and as the sun is coming up over the mountains, there are daisies growing. Now, daisies are, you know, does he love me, does he love me not, does he love me, does he love me not. For your particular path, Patricia, when you commit to saying, I deserve this, this, and this, and I can only compromise on this, that's when things start to shift for you. Because you've been such a good person in all these relationships that sometimes people treat you like they can wipe their feet on you like a doormat, and that's not who you are. And you're stronger than that, and you've grown and evolved, and you continue to blossom. So when you can commit to saying, this is as far as I'm going to compromise, you don't have to say it to the guy, but you say this to your sacred self and to the divine and you know, all that has meaning for you, and you say, this is where I draw the line in the sand, then you get to start discerning. Around March time, when the flowers do come, it feels like there's going to be a shift for you, and it almost feels like you are going down this different sort of pathway, and I'm not sure whether you're taking a little trip or whether you are in a position to your work is shifting. It doesn't mean you quit your job or whatever you're doing. It's just something is shifting, and it's leading you into a new way of looking at things. So come around March, you're going to feel really light, even more lighthearted and more prepared, because when you do meet this someone, and it feels like there are a couple of people that may be interested down the line at this particular point in time, don't go looking for it. Just allow it to come to you. Receive it and just live your life with joy. It could come sooner. You might meet five people and want to go out with two of them. You know, it's your call. There's no set formula here. But things for your life path look great. You might want to look up Daisy as a you know, like Google Daisy and go, what is the symbolism magically? And see if there's a divine message for you there as well. Okay?
Okay, so you see that things are getting lighter and I'm on the right path and just keep doing what I'm doing. And
sounds good.
Just
make sure you know what it is that you will, what your bottom line is for compromising.
Yes, yes. That, mm-hmm. that
you can journal about that. You can journal about that. You can just go out and meditate under a tree under the stars about that, and the answers will come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I've written it all out.
All right. Well, just
thank you.
Enjoy it. You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very
good.
Much.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, nice talking with you.
Yeah, lovely lady. Thank you for calling, Patricia. And that was a great message you gave her there.
Oh, good.
Lovely. And we do have loads of callers, as I said, so I was going to ask Marika if she wants to bring the next one on. Are you still there, Marika?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, do you want to bring the next caller?
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good. Yes, I have to get used a bit to the new switchboard, but
yes.
I see that the next caller is Gary. Gary?
Gary,
yes.
Campy. Oh, I didn't see Gary on there.
Yes.
Oh, so
I unmute you now. Hello, Gary. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. You are online now. You may speak.
Is he shy? We don't mind, honestly. Oh, I thought it was Jumpy Next, but anyway, I don't know where Gary
is.
Well,
there's Jumpy Next, yes.
We'll get Jumpy.
Okay. Yes.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Hi, Jumpy.
Hi, I'm listening.
How's Brazil? Have you got snow
it's
over there?
It's rainy. Thanks, God.
Rainy.
It's rainy.
Oh.
Rainy.
Are you oh, you like it raining in Brazil, don't you?
Well, I like
you
what?
Can have some of ours.
What?
Oh. You like it to rain in Brazil, don't you?
I am praying. I've been praying for such rain for a long while. It's been a terrible drought here. We've been running out of water after 6 o'clock every day.
Oh, dear.
Now, thanks God, it's raining every day.
Oh, no chance of drought here. So, have you got a question for our Melissa?
Actually, I don't have a specific question. I just wanted to know if she feels that I'm on the right path, because I since November, I've been feeling like a divine guidance that is conducting me to fulfill my dreams and to detach from people and situations and habits that no longer serve as my life purpose. Yesterday was my birthday, and
yes, happy birthday for yesterday.
Yeah, you sent me a happy birthday. But I have both my rising sign and my ascendant on the cusp between Sagittarius and Capricorn. So that gives me a lot of energy, but also a lot of anxiety and an urgency to accomplish my mission and to do what I was meant to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a time of great cleansing for many people, Jumpy. You don't have to try to do it all at once. You need to relax a little bit more and just celebrate your life a little bit more.
I am.
This is the guidance that's coming through. You have a tendency to kind of stop short once in a while and question
what?
Things.
What? Sorry?
You have a tendency sometimes to stop short once in a while and question things, which is great. And you also want to go with the flow and follow this intuition that you have. When people leave our lives, it's for a purpose that they came in and a purpose that they go. So don't worry about that. And, you know, go have some fun. Go have a Mardi Gras night, you know?
Yeah, actually, I'm having fun with myself. And that's annoying everybody around me because everybody is addicted to the matrix and addicted to problems. and I'm kind of leaving for 1 month now in my own private, like the B-52 song, my own private Idaho, but I would say my own private paradise with my family, with my music, my film, my songs, my movies, my flowers, my dogs, and I'm enjoying every moment of my life.
And
but I do have a feeling that I have a lot to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
because I was given too much my life. Not only in terms of I don't want to see my organs at all, but I'm kind of very smart. I was told another day I was at a Blog Talk Radio and I was conducted, I don't know the name of the show, to another show with three mediums, and they told me exactly everything that was happening in my life.
Good.
And last week, for the third time, the first time was in 2006, but last week, for the third time, I was told that I am one of the 144,000 soldiers of God mentioned on the Bible. And my life decides any scientific theory, because I've spent more than six months, without a single night of sleep. And
Junkie, do you have a specific question for me? Because I hate to cut you off, doing some guidance today, and we don't have a lot of time. So the guidance that came through. No, that's fine. Congratulations on all your joy, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, and don't worry about the other people, because you're taking time for you, and that's very important. And happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jumpy.
But can you tell me, am I on the right path now? Because I've been misled so many times in my life that I feel that's my last chance to accomplish what I came here to do.
Well, if you listen back in the archives, your guides definitely gave you a couple of messages. So just calm down, and when Jean has this posted, you'll be able to take a little bit more time and hear the guidance. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Lovely to hear from Jumpy. Bye.
I love you, Jenny. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody.
We love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll put Jumpy back on mute. And do you want to bring another caller on, Marika? Are you okay, Melissa?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a music break or anything?
No, I'm fine. I'm good to go.
Oh, good.
Thank you, John.
I have another caller. It's calling... there's no name on it, but I'm just taking a call. Hello? Can you hear me? It's a 678. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Marika, and what's your name?
My name is Regina.
Hi,
Regina.
Where are you calling from?
Regina, did you say?
Yes, Georgia.
Okay, lovely. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you? How can we help you?
Could I receive a message just regarding my career and finances? Anything you could pick up in that area?
Wow. Well, we're getting a lot of holiday metaphors. For you, it was like black coal in the stocking, and then all of a sudden, here comes the image of Santa Claus erasing all of that, and here's the bright red, jolly, gentle, prosperous man with the boot, you know, with the new stocking. You have a tendency to really put yourself in a place of being small. And Regina, your name is of the Queen, so you're Queen Regina. So when you are in a situation that makes you feel small like that, you want to reassess it and decide, is this where you really want to be?
Mm-hmm.
You do have a couple of options. You do have choices. You have to just make a clear decision that this is, you know, all you're going to be able to provide in this particular situation. Have you been using your credit card, or were you having some challenges with credit at some point?
I am right now because of I'm going through a divorce.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and so you know how you share things and somebody was not good and credit is just, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just keep steady with that. Are you working with a lawyer?
Yes.
Good. Okay, because, you know, there's so much that happens with the divorce, the grieving, and the pettiness that happens with people. Not that you're being petty, but the other person's being really petty, trying to pull one over on you. So just keep everything above board and keep that lawyer. Are you happy with your lawyer?
I'm content, yes.
Yeah. Keep that lawyer working for you. And any little red flag that comes up or any little loophole or anything that feels less than 100%, you just call it out, call it out, call it out. Because this is about you getting clear, clean cut from this. And it's so sad that it's happening at the holidays. Don't feel that you're alone. So many people at this particular time in our humanity's evolution, so many souls, and this is not to invalidate you, this is to give you some extra support, are having this challenge. And the men are trying to dog the women, and the women are sharp and empowered. And so you have to stay on this particular thing. Say nothing to this, you know, do everything through your lawyer. You know,
yeah, that's
everything.
What I've been doing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what
and things are going to be okay. Things are going to be okay. And around May of 2015, everything—not this divorce is going to take its own course, but for you personally, in May feels really strong. Are you a Taurus, or do you know a Taurus?
No.
Okay. So May is for the Taurians, Geminis, and Taurians. So when May comes around, those spring flowers, you're going to be kicking up your heels. You're going to be feeling better about yourself. You're going to be through, you know, you're getting through the worst of it. And just know you're safe. But get that lawyer kicking you know what, and that's going to move this. Just
don't talk
to him.
Right, because I'm at the tail end of everything, and we're just trying to get everything settled. It's just the fact that he just doesn't want to agree on what I want. And I'm at the point like you want this divorce. So even though I filed for it, but he just being petty, like you said.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can call on your angelic team more, ask for extra support, whatever your path is and your personal, you know, your personal guides and angels, if you work with Mother Mary or Jesus as well as your team, just ask for some extra support because they can't help us until we ask our permission, their permission because of, you know, the laws of free and true will on this planet and plane of expression. So get yourself a little spiritual support, too, and just say, you know, I really need some extra help here. Let's move this along because I'm stressed and it's making me, you know, uncomfortable and it's just time for it to be done. And just, you know, he doesn't know how to let you go because he feels like he lost and he did. So too bad, so sad. Those are his lessons. You're not responsible for that, Regina. You're the queen. Queen, snap your finger, queen. You know, you're going to be fine, though. Just try to relax and hang out with some friends or family. Do you have kids with this guy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's a sticky wicket here, too, because he's trying to manipulate you with the kids. Don't let that happen.
Yep.
Stay strong.
Yeah.
Don't put them in the middle of it, but just
I don't. Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, keep one foot in front of the other and just keep talking to your lawyer. Whenever you start to feel a little bit of shaky or wobbly, talk to your lawyer. Just call your lawyer up and say, you know, he's messing with my head. I need you to, you know, and that's going to keep you on that right path, that your own golden road, your own yellow brick road, okay? All right?
Okay.
Happy holidays, Queen Regina. All the best.
Thank
good luck. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for your call, Regina. Oh, lovely lady. And good luck with everything that's going on in your life because you need to fasten your seatbelt sometimes and, you know, it's a rough ride, but... I saw on Facebook today, God doesn't send you any more than you can cope with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we can cling on to, the only thought. And thanks for the divine guidance there, Melissa. So do you want me to bring another caller?
Yeah, that's fine, sure.
If anybody wants to call in, it's 646-929-0101. 0461 unless you're calling from outside the United States, in which case it's 001-646-929-0461. Okay then, so we'll put Regina back on hold, and thank you for your call, Regina. And we'll bring on the next area code, is it 016? You're live on air with Melissa. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Is that 916?
Is it not? Do you know, the page has moved over and I cannot see. I can't see the last digit.
Yes, 916.
I'm 916. Diana. I'm in Florida.
What's your name, love?
Diana.
Diana.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm okay.
Uh-oh.
I was attacked by a dog a couple months ago, and I'm still healing from my wounds.
Yeah.
So I guess that's got to be my question is, are the dog owners going to be able to come through with any help or not? I finally got a lawyer after 6 weeks.
It's going to, well, yeah, because they're kind of enablers. They're kind of codependent about their pet as opposed to wanting to be more responsible, and they'll do whatever they can to try to make you wrong, and you're the one who's suffering with these injuries. And, yeah, you're going to be fine with this. Again, here we go with a lawyer. You know, we're getting ready. I'm just going to bring this in real quickly, Diana, just to enhance what the guidance is. We're getting ready to have We're getting ready to have Saturn enter Sagittarius, and Saturn is the planet of task mastering and of these lessons that are just so almost, they almost feel impenetrable, and yet we get through them because at the end of the day, you know, Saturn rewards us when we go through this. It really makes us feel humble on the planet to go through our Saturn stuff. And when Saturn's getting ready to enter Sagittarius, anybody that has been BSing people, trying to schmooze them, anybody that has been trying to pull one over on somebody, everybody's going to be exposed. So Saturn is getting ready to enter Sagittarius tomorrow. And your job right now is to heal and to heal well and to let your lawyer continue to guide this. Any questions that come up, you talk to your lawyer. There's going to be a little bit of a sticky wicket, a little bit of a struggle with this, but your lawyer is going to make them come clean.
Okay, that'll be good.
Yeah, you deserve it. Just know that you deserve to be well and healed and that you love pets. It's nothing you did wrong. It's that they don't take responsibility enough when these things are, if this thing happens. And so they need to step up their game.
Yeah, they don't treat their pets good anyway.
Mm-hmm. So those pets may be taken away from them. If your lawyer can go talk to, you know, if they don't treat their pets well, that comes up in court because that is why you were injured. So, you know, if your lawyer goes to the Humane Society and goes to the ASPCA and all those different organizations and said, this is what happened to my client, you might be able to get some extra help there.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I just want to get my medical bills paid and be able to pay for some physical therapy. All these scars, you know, that you can see them when they're healed. I have one that's still open that I'm packing. But
right.
They go deep. They hurt on the inside. It's like knives are sticking at you when you're moving your arm around. And I'm right-handed.
Sorry.
This is my right arm.
I'm so sorry. It's not that you're lowering yourself to their level, but you got to play at their game. And their game is, you know, they're sneaky. If they don't treat their pets well, they could lose their pets. That's what needs to happen, and they have to be held accountable for your injuries. So if it comes up in court, here are pet owners that don't take care of their pets, which is why this woman got injured in the first place, you know, that could be even more money for you. So.
Okay. Well, we didn't know if we were going to go as far as court. Because actually, they're poor people. We were just hoping that homeowners insurance might come through with something.
Okay. And if there's any money there, garnish their wages for a while. Look, this is their lesson, not yours.
Oh, so we might have to go to court then, huh? I didn't think about that.
You need as much evidence against – this is your health. Don't – you know, it's great to be, you know, kumbaya with people and be – compassion sometimes is tough love. And your job is to get well. You got injured. Don't be so nice.
Oh, yeah, well, I know I'm going to heal. I know that.
But don't be so nice. you know, it's like if you need medical recompense, you know, it sounds like you guys are doing it the right way. But if it gets a little sticky, there are other options. You know, you just take care of you. Just take care
I'd actually like to get a settlement because this is going to bother me the rest of my life. I'm 60. I could see me with 80 years old still rubbing the hot oil and soaking my arms.
You be careful.
I want instant healing.
You be careful and just love yourself and keep that lawyer working for you. That's the message for everybody. Okay. Keep your lawyer working for you. And we wish you all the best. We wish you all the best. You're welcome.
Good advice there. Keep that lawyer working for you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's the scales of justice, Jean. It's the scales of justice.
Yes, I know. It is, yes. And sometimes you've got to go for it. Yeah,
because, you know, we don't always know what our soul's lessons are in these situations. It could be that this empowerment, this divine empowerment is about us. You know, we pick up where we left off in this lifetime and other lifetimes where we didn't get a chance to do this. So it comes around again to teach us, you know, if you don't do it now, next time, you know, this could happen. Now you get to do it. This is the lifetime you get to do it. So that's always amazing.
Yeah, and it's not always about the money that you can get back. It's about the justice, and it's about the, you know, retribution for the person that that caused you damage. You know,
that's right.
Who caused
balancing
you hurt.
Those scales. That's right. Balancing those karmic scales. Balancing the scales of divine justice, not justice. We're talking divine justice.
Divine justice. Good. So thanks a lot for your call, Diana. And I think we've got Marika back on here. Have we, Marika?
Yes, I am. To take the next caller. And we have got number 806. Hello, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Wonderful.
What's your name, love?
Great.
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry, with an S or with a C?
Like the wine with an S.
Ooh, very heady.
Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Oh, fabulous. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Awesome. Well, how can we help you?
I wanted to see what messages you were picking up for me. I've got a lot going on concerning, you know, building businesses and a couple new ventures, and I wanted to see what you were picking up.
Oh, okay. Oh, the first thing that came through, two things came through. The message, the grass is always greener, and then all of a sudden there was all of these money bills, you know. I'm not seeing exactly, I'm not being shown exactly what, you know, money denomination it is. So be cautious in some of the people that are coming around you that may not have the same platform that you do when you're making business decisions, and you want to be careful with that. You want to be around or surrounded by people who are like-minded in the way you do business. So if it looks like there's a really good deal and the grass is greener, and then you don't like the way the people are, you know, communicating, you want to be a little bit more cautious there. But it feels like some really good things. You know, the money that was being shown to me, these bills, it's now turning kind of yellow. So some of the bills are kind of fading, and then the light gets really bright. So it just, I know that we're talking metaphor, but this is how the guidance comes through. Just keep your ducks lined up in a row. And be cautious with the people. Certain things you don't want to tell right away, okay? There are certain things in some of the ventures that you want to almost bite your tongue a little bit, even though you're tempted to say something. You want to feel some of these other people out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, because you're very articulate about and compassionate, I mean, and passionate and great at communicating about this. So, you know, you want to make sure that when you do, that you're raising your own flag, that it's not somebody that's going to try to take the platform out from under you, which you're smart enough, you're business savvy enough. But in this particular case, and one particular venture is popping up that's saying, you know, they're showing, I'm being shown like crash and bam and pop, and you know, from cartoons. You know how, like, in the cartoons, when you read a cartoon book, like when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what's being shown, and they're showing me these superheroes. So I don't know if that affects your business or if that's a metaphor, you know, if that's a symbol for you. But it just feels like you're calling your guides some more, calling your angelic team, do a little bit of candle work or prayer work, whatever you're comfortable with, to kind of implement the change. And again, let them do the talking sometimes in these meetings, and you're going to be fine. You're going to have a couple of different things that feel like yes, and maybe one or two that are maybes, and maybe one that's meh, you know? So just keep your ducks in a row and travel well.
Okay.
And keep us posted. That sounds amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sherry. You take care and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Sherry. Oh, lovely to speak with you.
It's so exciting when we have people with their businesses and they're women and they're strong. It's just, yay, girl power. We love you men too, but yay, girl power, right? Right, Marika?
Yeah.
Right,
yes. Exactly.
Girl power. Too
right.
So thanks for your call, Sherry. And it's great advice there that you gave her, Melissa. And,
good.
Yeah, so we've put her back on mute, and she can always call in when you're on again and let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, we just have one more caller from the 818 area code, and we'll just see who that is. Hello, 818.
Hi, this is Dani Marie. I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. Thank you for taking off. Happy holidays.
What was your name again? Jamie.
Murray. D is in David. A, N is in Nancy. I, space Murray. Dani Marie.
We're neighbors. Because I'm in Sherman Oaks.
Okay. Now we are neighbors.
And I'm in house calls when I do readings, if you ever, at mabermanarts.com.
Oh, you can
contact
house calls
me
as well?
What, sweetheart?
You said you make house calls as well?
I do. Is that okay to say this, Jean?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I mean,
of course you can.
Yes, I mean, I do phone readings, email readings, and if you're in my area, I make house calls, so you can email me at mabermanarts@gmail.com to set an appointment up and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, let's chat and chew because we're neighbors. What's up?
That's awesome.
Oh,
just
hello.
Getting ready for the holiday season here. I have a handmade jewelry business. I'm a handmade jewelry designer, and I infuse the jewelry with quantum Reiki healing energy so that people can heal themselves. Yes, so I've had a lot of orders I've been filling, and I just finished my last one this weekend, so I finally have a chance to breathe for a second.
That's amazing. So what's your question? Mm-hmm. This is so exciting.
Yes, I would love to know what my angels and guides have to say about my business or my personal life.
Well, let's pick one or the other because we're kind of limited. Which one?
Let's do relationship-wise because I'm about to be out of my marriage here very soon.
Oh, good for you. Good for
yes.
you.
Okay, yes, thank God, yes.
Yes. See, I do a lot of studying of astrology, and I do a guided to different different kinds of research and reading, and, you know, it's time for the women to come forth. You know, Black Lilith Moon is working from the underbelly, and all of the divine ones are just working from the underbelly to just push us out and up. So rebirth is coming.
Yes.
You know, you want to take your time are you asking about dating now? Is that kind of where you're? Yeah. Are you seeing somebody?
Not yet, but
okay.
I do have a prospect.
Okay, take your time with this. You don't want to bring anything into the closure of what you're getting ready to do. You want a fresh start, and you don't want anything that's going to work against you. So, it's not that it would deliberately happen because your intentions are, you know, I'm done, I'm ready to move on. But there's sort of a spiritual thing that happens with divorce, and it has its own energy. Like a marriage has its own energy, a divorce has its own energy, a birth, a death. They all have their own energies. And you want to be in a space where, you know, you're wiping your hands, you've closed the book, the tome is closed, you're walking away, you're going to grieve a little bit, sweet angel. You're going to grieve a little bit, and it's okay because you invested your heart and your soul. We go through the different phases of grief, you know. We go from,
right,
you know, those emotional roller coasters, and so keep that prospect as a little light in your heart, but don't,
right,
rush into it. Go slowly so that you can say goodbye to this situation. You know, grieving is personal. Your process will be your process, even if you are dating with somebody. It can,
right,
flash. You can flash. You can have a flash and just cry at a moment's notice, and that's healthy. So you don't want,
yeah,
to your business is doing really well and you're helping people. Help yourself a little bit this way. Don't let it be,
mm-hmm,
through a man. Let it be through this empowerment that you've established. All your chakras are spinning. Everything is clean.
Oh,
keep going.
Good.
You know, the work that you're doing is self-healing in its own right.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
let that kind of guide you through. You know, we see you kind of in a little rowboat with a row and a gondola, and the man isn't showing up yet. You know, it's you,
mm-hmm,
being taken care of by the driver who's in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right now for you, your message is to just slow down. It doesn't mean you have to harbor any fear about it. It just means just take your time. It's not quite time.
Yes. Well, the good thing about it is this is our second marriage. We got remarried.
Aww.
And so I've been through this process,
yep,
with him already. So,
yeah,
so
but
this is definite final closure. The,
yeah,
kids are much older and,
yeah,
understand so much better. And it's,
yeah,
been pretty much a long time coming.
Yeah.
And something
but,
that everybody wants.
Exactly. But you still have to deal with the closure. There's no getting around it. You know,
mm-hmm,
we move and we're walking on cloud nine, and then we crash and burn so that we can make sure we have healed those lessons. And we do the,
yes,
best we can. And everybody's doing the best they can, and so are you. And good for you that you tried again, and good for you,
yes,
that you're parting ways. They say in Yiddish, mazel tov. That just came through. I don't know. That's for you.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. And then just, you know.
Yay, that's wonderful they said that. Yeah, I'm part Jewish.
Oh, okay. I was like,
mm-hmm,
okay, well, just thank you. So, yeah. Yeah, they're clapping. You know, there's the menorah.
Awesome.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, yeah, there's carriage rides coming. But you just, you know, slow your roll. Just slow your roll a little bit, but don't go backwards. You're slowing your roll to just move forward, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
That's kind of a paradox, but they always talk this way so we learn something. So slow your roll so that you can move forward.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the best to you. Congratulations. Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
On
Thank
all your
you
stuff.
So much.
You're more,
yeah,
than welcome.
Yeah, you know. I'm just trying to stand up for us women because people, I realize that women don't often stand up for themselves when there's abuse if it's not physical, but,
mm-hmm,
mental, emotional, and verbal abuse is just as bad. And,
oh,
we have,
yeah,
to take a stand for ourselves, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And his loss, you know, these people lose, too bad, so sad. Don't let the door kick you in on the way out.
Yes,
know?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Right. And keep the crystal in the china, right? It's like.
Yep. I love it.
You take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Blessings
Turn
to you all. Happy holidays.
Power.
You too.
Thank you, Dunny.
Happy
Marie.
Holidays.
Thank you. Namaste.
Oh, lovely lady.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's terrible what some of us have to go through, isn't it?
You know? It's just mind-blowing, and yet we're picking up where we leave off from other incarnations, and we just, you know, we went through it once. Why the H do we have to go through it again? But I think we just do it so we can say, I'm done. Stick a fork in me, I'm done. Wipe your hands, wipe your feet, and go. And it doesn't mean we don't cry again. It doesn't mean we don't grieve again. It doesn't mean that we don't process it. But we know in our souls it's complete, and that's the point.
Mm.
Can I get a hallelujah, amen?
Girl. Yeah,
hallelujah, amen.
Amen. And so be it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is, yeah.
Oh, well, we've had quite a few ladies online today, but we do actually have a gentleman caller. For all
Lovely,
the way from
a gentleman caller. I better get ready.
Holland. And it's Carlo from Holland. Are you there, Carlo?
Yeah, I think so.
Hiya. How are you?
Hi. I'm very good. Thank you. And
what's
you?
Your name?
Carlo.
My name is Carlo.
Hi. Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, considering circumstances.
What's wrong, sweetheart?
Oh, well, I know 2015 will be my year, sort of. But I've been, how do you say, sabotaging myself for a while. So.
Well, actually, you've been protecting yourself. What's your question?
Well, how to best, you say I protect myself, so you already give the answer. But how to best go through this eye of the needle at the moment right now?
Cautiously, with temperance. With the goal or the idea or the stance in mind that you cannot fail, your sabotaging self is clearing out so that you know that you are moving away from situations that you had to fix, you had to take care of, you had to, and it was never your job. So now you get a chance to shut the door behind you and walk away. Stay warm, visit snowmen, have fun this holiday season, have a snowball fight if you want. Take your time with everything that unfolds for you and listen more carefully. Meditate or do affirmations or find a place outside in nature where you can just be alone and listen. Your message is to listen. You're going to be fine. Yeah, I'm sorry you're having to go through stuff.
No, I think we're all going through it. We all carry something. So.
Yeah, it's the times that we're living in where we have these gifts and these tools of awareness, and yet we're doing cleanup. We're doing all this past life cleanup and this life cleanup, and, you know, our soul has this divine unfoldment that, you know, unfortunately, like with our society at times, we want the quick fix, which we have to be ancient about our healing. But know that we're moving into the new regime.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a privilege to speak with you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks. Don't rush off, Carlo.
Yeah.
You were going to celebrate the winter solstice with Marika. You did that last evening on Facebook, is that right?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry I missed that. I was out Christmas shopping. But well, I did post a little message when I came back, but I missed the actual meeting. I didn't realize. So are you keeping okay then?
Yeah, I've been writing a lot, and I know my book will. I know in 2015, I think it will be done. So.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, Carlo writes poetry, Melissa.
Beautiful. Yeah, I see an exchange of good green, financial. Good.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exchange of good green. Oh. Are you there, Marika?
Yes, I am.
Have you seen Carlo lately? Cause you live? Do you live near him?
Not so far, but we haven't seen each other lately. I think it was longer than a year ago, right?
Yeah, something like
Hello?
That. Yeah, but we've been speaking Skype and everything. And I don't know, every time I just talk with people like you, you're just right in front of me.
Yeah, that's not what happens.
Or right inside
so
of my heart, I should say. And
Well, if anybody would like to call in, I'll just give you the call-in number. It's 646-929-0461. Unless you're calling from outside the United States, and it's 001-646-929-0461. So thanks a lot for your call, Carlo. It's lovely to speak with you again, and we will schedule another show, another solstice show, and obviously, or we'll meet up in Avery again. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like that very much.
Yeah, thanks, Carlo. And thank you for the question, and thank you for the lovely answer there, Melissa.
Oh.
Okay, so speak soon, Carlo.
Okay, God is blessed to all.
Oh, you too. Okay,
thank
have a lovely holiday as well.
Thank
okay,
you.
Then. Speak soon. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Melissa, do you want to tell us your website for anybody who wants to contact you?
yeah,
by your
website. Yeah, just contact me at my, what time is it here in L.A.? It's like after 3. It's like, what time where you are? It's like midnight, right, or something close? Or 11? The one that's just, I'm like, what?
It's midnight here.
Yeah, so please contact me at mabermanarts@gmail.com. I won't answer just, you know, random questions. It's to schedule with me. I'm not quite working with Psychics Gone Wild right now. Jethro and I have other projects we're thinking about doing, but right now I'm just sort of doing my own thing and that sort of thing. So that's how people, you know, I'm sort of word of mouth way. So contact me that way. We can schedule stuff, especially if you're – I do a lot of readings, you know, for people internationally, so we just figure out the time zone, and I have PayPal, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
great.
And then if you're local in L.A., I just come to your house and knock on your door, and there
cool.
I am.
Wow.
It's a nice service I like to provide. I think it makes people really comfortable, especially if they have stuff in their home, things in their home, stuff in their home, artifacts or pictures or things that they don't want to take out of the home, but they want me to kind of assist with. So it's always lovely.
Well, can you fly over here, please?
I would love to. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be the best?
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Well, we're going to invite you for the solstice then.
Oh, that would be amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you have a question, Marika, for Melissa?
Yeah, I have 1,000 questions, as always.
Oh, Marika.
But,
Marika of the 1,000 questions.
I was wondering if you could say something about my work for the coming year.
Okay. Do you want to shift where you are? Are you looking to shift? Feels like a shift coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't want to burn any bridges, and you also don't want to be a scapegoat. And the best way to do that is don't tell anybody your ideas or your business or what you're thinking of doing. When you're ready, you just do it. You just give your notice and go. In the meantime, you know, make the best of your time. Other opportunities feel like they're on their way. It just feels like you've been put in situations sometimes where you're not always given the credit that you know you've put in. But you're such a hard worker. You have so much integrity in your work that you just do your work. You can't help it. You're driven. And that's brilliant. And that's beautiful. And that's going to get you to where you want to go. So in the meantime, you know, again, you don't want to burn any bridges and you don't want to be a scapegoat. You're just going to, when it's time, you're just going to give your notice and go. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
yay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to be changing your job, Marika?
I wasn't sure yet, but because I'm thinking about it often, but I love the people who I work with also.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if that's going to change or not.
If the job that you're in is going to change?
Yes, if I'm going to do something else.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. The people that you love there, just don't tell them anything, though.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. But, you know, it's your timetable, it's your free will, it's your choice, it's whatever you want to do. But, again, I you know, I'm just a messenger. It's like what was relayed is what was shared. Mm-hmm. It can change, you know, we know guidance guides us. But it looks like it gave you some new, a lift in your heart, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to quit tomorrow. It's not like, you know, February probably. You might even be there another year. Who knows? You know what I mean? It's less your will. You'll know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, thanks for your question, Marika. And good luck with that.
Thank you.
Well, are you okay, Melissa? Do you want to take a short music break?
I'm fabulous. I'm having a lovely time as always with you, Jean and Marika. It's so nice to meet you, and we hope that Gary Moore feels better yesterday. And you know,
yeah,
oh yeah.
We'll send him some healing, and I think We'll just take this caller and then we'll play a lovely song while we send healing out for Gary. How about that?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
okay, then. So we'll just see who's on the switchboard now on the 646 area code. Hello?
Good night, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Hiya. What's your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony. Ah, nice gentleman caller, Melissa.
Tony, a gentleman caller. Hi, Tony, how are you? We've got to get the tea going, Mommy. A gentleman caller. Tony, how are you? Yo, Tony.
I'm doing pretty good.
Where are you calling from? Where are you?
I'm calling from New York.
New York.
Uh-huh.
I'm an East Coaster originally. I'm from Delaware and Richmond and D.C. and New York and everything. How can I help you this evening? How can we help you?
Oh, cool. Calling because I'm just looking for some insight. I recently left a job and I started a new one, but I'm not sure about this new one and the old job that I left. You know, I can possibly go back with a better offer. So I was wondering which one seems like it might be the best choice.
Where do you feel you can grow the most?
The job that I left has the, you know, that I would have more responsibility there. So basically, the job that I left, I'm like the guy. Where I'm at now, there's a lot of guys, you know?
But where do you feel you could make the most difference? Can you grow with the new? Can you grow with the new company?
I mean, I'm sure I could.
Do you like that? I mean, what was the reason that you left the old company hasn't changed?
It was the distance. That was really the biggest thing.
Okay. Well, that's why they said that. That makes sense. You know, our guys have such good senses of humor. It hasn't changed. Okay, Tony?
yeah.
Well, you might even want to look for something else. Going backwards is not always advised if the reason you left is still there. You know, if something had changed and the original boss left and you didn't like that boss or there's some new opportunities, that, you know, so you have to make a decision if you want to relocate or, you know, but you kind of have to trust your intuition a little bit more. And it feels like you might want to stay at this place for a little while, maybe look for something else.
Okay.
And then if none of that feels right, then you make an offer to these other people. Just say, you know, I'm still checking a few things out because of the commute, and I'm really grateful that you still want me back, and I hope the door is always open. But you don't want to close all your options yet, especially if your intention for leaving was to get closer to where you are.
Right. Okay.
So it's a trade-off, you know. I mean, you would have to relocate because your hours are going to get more intense. If you went back, right?
Are you asking me, or is that something you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, it just feels like it's going to get more and more and more. So, you know, that's your call. I mean, that's your choice. It's like you have all these beautiful options, and it just feels like if you're not happy with this new job, but you weren't happy where you were before, what does that leave you?
Well,
I
guess what it is like, you know, my, you know, when I got to the new place and I got a chance to speak to some of the, you know, the individuals there, it just seems like a lot of people feel like it's definitely like a much like shakier ground, basically just getting like the input from like the other individuals. So,
well, yeah, the vibe is like they feel like they know more than everybody.
Well, that and the fact that, like, I think, you know, the environment is probably a shaky ground where, you know, like there's but so much you know, room for mistake, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel challenged though by it? Do you feel it's a place where you could rise in the ranks?
Because
right,
I mean,
now
I,
it feels
feel like
you're
I feel
a little.
Like I can learn, but as you know, as far as rising in the ranks, I don't know how that. My mind doesn't even like work like that. Like
okay.
You know, yeah. Like, as far as like I guess being better than other people to rise. I don't really know. I mean, but as far as like learning stuff, I can learn stuff. As far as the other job, I mean, like I would be responsible for a lot more stuff, and I'd be like more involved in a lot more stuff. So I guess I would learn more from the other one. This one is more like, you know, you can learn stuff, but it's more like I guess the ceiling is a little bit lower.
Okay, so have you answered your own question? It feels like, you know, you might hang out a little bit at this job, check out to see if there's something even better coming around, keep the other one as your option. But if you feel that the commute, if you feel that the commute is too much and you're going to get more responsibility, you may have to, do you want to move closer in? I mean, these are really practical questions right now, but they're
right.
Testing your heart.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and I was... yeah, I guess torn because of that, because I was like, you know, I mean, you know, yeah, so.
So, what?
I'm torn. I'm like, you know, and I guess I have to make this decision like relatively fast, because again, you know, this is like the slow time, and they haven't, you know, they told me that they haven't like begun looking for any other candidate, so, you know, and you know, yeah, so that's really what it was. I was like, I guess I had like a little window and I had to make sure, and you know, they were saying that they would like, I guess, negotiate, you know, allow me to negotiate a higher salary upon coming back.
Mm.
So.
Well, what do you feel about it? I mean, in your soul, like, what do you feel? It's okay. No answer is wrong. It's okay to say, I really don't want to go back there.
No.
It's okay to say, I really do want to go back there, you know?
I was going to say, I really don't know. I kind of don't. I mean, like there was, you know, I could tell you what I liked about it, and I could tell you, you know, what I liked about it was the fact that, like, you know, like I said, I got to do a little bit of everything, stuff I hadn't done in a while that kind of, like, you know, made me kind of like brush up on some skills I hadn't like utilized in years, and I was able to do it relatively fast, and I was kind of like, you know, proud of that.
Well, what your guides are sharing is that the bottom line has to come with where you feel you're going to grow. They said that earlier, where you feel you're going to grow the most, and that's what you have not necessarily salary, but as a person, where do you, and as a business person, where do you think you'll be able to grow the most? And meditate on that. Where do I feel that I... Don't try to rush the answer.
Okay.
Just sit in a meditative, you know, situation, call in your guides, call in your higher self, call in the divine, and just say, the question I'm asking now of these two particular venues for employment, the question I'm asking is, where do I feel I can grow the most? And you'll get your answer. You'll know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
I hope
he's a
helps.
Pretty well tuned in guy, isn't he? You sound very tuned in, Tony. So, like, you know what's what.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely will take your advice and do that.
Happy holidays. You'll know what to do. It'll make itself known. The door will open for you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Thanks for your call.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay,
take care. Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Thanks for your call. And
bye-bye.
Call again whenever
we'll wish.
Bye. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
You know, our guides. Oh, go ahead, John.
No, so I was just going to say, Marika's coming back on to bring on the next caller, but what were you going to say before we do?
I was going to say that, you know, our guides, we never get that A to B, you know, guidance. Once in a blue moon, they'll say, don't, or yeah. But we always have to go through the philosophy of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is we're here to grow and learn, and our soul and spirit are here to grow and learn and, you know, heal the wounds and create new steps and do what we have to do. So there's never a shortcut with this, you know. It's like we can toil, and sometimes the decision is just made for us, you know. But in this particular case, I also feel that, you know, or for any of us, you know, sometimes we have to do a little bit more inner work to get to that aha moment. So there's never a mistake. You know, we can't get it wrong.
Oh.
No, we can do anything wrong, right?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's interminable sometimes, Marika, and it just sometimes feels like, why is it so interminable? Why is Saturn busting our chops? Or why is this? Or why is that? And we have to be really human in those moments and still keep our, you know, mm-hmm. spiritual eyes open. But we still have mm-hmm. to sometimes deal with the human. We can't always be that nice person. And we sometimes do have to yell. And we sometimes do have to say, this doesn't work.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then sometimes we get to go, yeah, this is great.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
don't be afraid
truth.
Of, we cannot be afraid of saying, no, this is not what I want, you know, because sometimes we're being manipulated and we don't even realize it right away and we have to get clear and get through.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Well, we're just going to have to, that's great. But we're going to have to rush along because we've just got time for one more caller. Sorry to cut you off there.
Yeah. Okay. I'm bringing on.
Devil's advocate. Okay, so Marika's going to bring on caller 415.
Caller 415, please. Hello,
hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm
hello.
Here.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
You can speak. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's
your name?
Okay, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
Hi, New Jersey.
Jersey. Yay, Jersey girl. How you doing? How can we help you, Jessica?
I've been doing a lot of work around financial abundance and, like, wealth consciousness. And it's kind of been exhausting me because I see people around me, like, manifesting money just like that. So I've been trying to kind of take their lead and follow how they're directing and just today, I think it all kind of came to me that I just feel like tired about it. But with that said, I feel like I do need to manifest more money right away because I want to leave this position. Well, I don't plan on going back this weekend to this job that I had. So just wanted to see like what guidance, what came up for you, anything that would be helpful.
Well, the first thing is, you know, your expectations, you've got to just kind of erase them. And you want to be more in the moment, and you want to be more into the mode of receiving. Because right now it's made you spin your wheels because you're trying to do it a certain way, and it doesn't work that way. Everybody's path is different, and yours is very different than this person or that person. So whatever they're doing, it's time for them. It's timely to their path. Whatever you're going to do is timely for your path. So slow the reins down a little bit. You've made a decision that this particular employment situation is not what you need or it's healthy, it's not good for you. That's fine. So now leave room for the next thing to come in as opposed to closing the door and saying, I've got to have something right now. Right? We all do that. And it's not to criticize you. But what you want to do is leave room now for the new to come in. So just relax about it. You know, it's, again, we talked about the oracles earlier, you know, and you've exhausted it. So just relax now. Let it all go. Talk to your team and just say, I give you permission to help me make this so. Because we are the physical manifestations of our team. So you're not alone in this.
Well, I guess there's two things then I would say about that is, like, one, I guess I see how I have to build up more faith because I guess I'm kind of like doubting a little bit of like, well, will something manifest by the weekend? Because if it doesn't, then I could maybe see myself going back to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do that because mm-hmm. I want to commit to the decision that I made. You know, I want to honor myself.
Right. Because that's what your heart is telling you. I've been asking your team, is there work coming this weekend? And I'm not getting an answer yet. I may not be allowed to know. Sometimes I'm not allowed to know. So without causing worry or stress for you, if this other place wasn't comfortable for you, you have to just trust that you deserve better. And again, just allow, make room. Make room. If it's a survival situation, Jessica, and nothing has come the way you thought it might come, and you get an intuition to go do something about it at the other place, maybe. You know, you always have choices and options. But at the end of the day, for things to come to us, they're sometimes very slow to come. There's that old saying, sometimes things are slow in fruition. I think that comes from the runes. It's because there's stuff being done behind the scenes that we can't see, and it's very hard to be patient because we're feeling crippled by it. In your case, you're a freelancer. Is that what you do? You're a freelancer?
Well, I was doing, basically for many years I've been doing odd jobs, but I committed, like a lot of things have shifted for me in the last 2 weeks, and I want to build my own business. I have
awesome.
Been doing it on the side, but now I want to make it happen. Like I've been talking, like as you call it, my team, like I've been talking to them all for several weeks. I mean, I talk to them all the time, but
mm-hmm.
I want to make it happen now. Like this is the time for
Beautiful.
Me. This is what I'm here in the world to do. So.
Good.
All
so that's it. Choose a different word than want, because want equals lack. I'm wanting.
Mm-hmm.
I am receiving is a really good proactive word. I am receiving now the guidance, the steps to take to allow my business to unfold in the right and proper way. It comes to me without delay, and I am prosperous.
Yes, and that's the way to go. And I'm so sorry I'm going to have to cut you there, Melissa, because
okay.
So sorry about that, Jessica. But we've run out of time. We're just going to have to say goodbye and God bless. Thank you to Melissa for being here. Thank you to Marika and Sensum for joining us and everybody else in the chat room and callers and people that are going to be listening in archives. Thank you so much. Please call in again, Jessica, when you get a chance. And we don't have time to take Carvo. So sorry about that. And we're going to send out healing to Gary with this last song. Are you there, Marika? I just
yes.
want to say goodbye and God bless and thank you for being with us. And
it was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Next week, Laura Pierat. Join us for Laura next week. She's going to be speaking the language of light. And thank you once again, Melissa. And
my pleasure. Thank you, Jean.
Thank you. And we'll have
you back
maybe about February or March.
Yes, we'll figure something out then, okay?
Brilliant.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you. So sorry to cut you off, but, you know, it's the clock, it keeps ticking. And so we're going to say goodbye, God bless. Finish with this one. This always reminds me of Christmas, this song. And healing going out to Gary Moore. Get well soon, Gary. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Like
thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I'm going to love you first so. Make love your
Hello? Are you still there, Melissa?